Shalom Aleichem, Mishneh Yomi continues our trip through Nazir for Erev Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. We are in chapter 6 of Nazir, Mishneh Dalet. Nazir, Shahaya Shota Yayin Kol Hayom. There was a Nazir drinking wine all day long. This sounds like the beginning of a joke, but there's wine in the punch, so I can't give you the punchline. But the Mishnah says, in that case, Eino Chayev Ela Achat. He's Chayev once. He has violated his Nazirut one time, and they will give him one set of lashes for doing so. But what about Amrulo? They were telling him, the other guys in the bar were saying, al tishte, meaning they were warning him, hey, you're a nazir, you can't drink that wine before each cup. And maybe he was warned 10 times for 10 different cups. V'hushata, and he drank those. Chayev ukol achat v'achat, he's chayev on each and every one. So each time he's warned and violates the Nazirut is another set of lashes. Now the Mishnah goes on, Hayam Megaleach Kol Yom. If he was taking a haircut all day long, maybe he was taking, you know, cutting each hair off individually, taking his sweet time to get them all even. Eino Chayev Ela Achat. He's only violated his Nazirut one time. Amru Lo, but they told him in the barbershop, Al Tegaleach. No, don't cut your hair. And again, after he did so, don't cut your hair. Separate warnings and separate acts. Hu megaleach, he's cutting his hair multiple times. Chayev kol achat ve'achat. He could be chayev as many times as there are hairs on his head if he received a warning for each one individually. Chayev mitami lemeitim kol hayom. If he's visiting cemeteries and gravestones all day long, eino chayev ela achat. He's violated his nazir one time. But amru lo, again, they told him, al titame, and he did so. Al titame, don't become tame, and he did so again. Hu metame, and he keeps doing it. Chayev kol achat v'achat. Again, the warnings divide, and he can be liable as many separate times as he contacted corpse tuma. Now, Mishnah Hay starts off with a little review. Shlosha mini mesorim benazir. So we saw at the beginning of the chapter, there are three categories forbidden to the nazir. Hatum'a, ritual impurity emanating from a corpse, hatiglachat, haircuts, vayotze min hagefen, and grape products. But the Mishnah adds now, homer batuma, there's a stringency with respect to impurity, uvatiglachat, and haircuts, mi biyotze min hagefen, which is stringent in those two categories over what comes out of the grape. How so? Shehatuma vatiglachat, exposure to impurity or getting a haircut, sotrin. Those will cancel out the Nazirot he's already done, and he's going to have to start over. V'yotze min hagefen eino soter. If he drinks wine, eats grapes, he could get lashes if he's warned, but he does not lose the Nazirot he's kept so far. And the Mishnah goes on, Homer v'yotze min hagefen, but there's a stringency by grape products mi'betum of diglochat over the other two. Sh'yotze min hagefen lohuter miklolo. Grape products are never allowed. There's never an exception by the restrictions. V'tumat v'tiglochat huter miklolo. But exposure to impurity and getting a haircut, there is an exception to the Nazirite restrictions for these things in specific cases. But tiglochat mitzvah, when the haircut is a mitzvah, and that's something we learned about last Shabbat, a mitzora. So a man or woman who is confirmed as having negaim, of having tzarat, and then part of their purity process is to not just cut hair, but shave their entire body, including the hair in their head. And that's a mitzvah for the mitzora to become pure. So they would have to take that haircut even though they are a nazir. Uva met mitzvah, or by impurity, by a met mitzvah. This is a burial, which is a mitzvah, because there's no one else around to bury the dead body. For instance, God forbid, if someone found a dead body on the side of the road and no one else is there, yes, it's a mitzvah to bury that body. You don't have to schlep it to a cemetery. You could bury it. Nowadays in America, there's health regulations, so you can't do that nowadays, but in general, that was the mitzvah. Nowadays, you could actually call the authorities if you found a dead body. You know, this happens in Baltimore sometimes, being Baltimore. Anyway, the Mishnah goes on, Chomer batuma b'vitzaklachat. There's a stringency by impurity over haircuts. Shatuma soteret et kol. V'chayavin aleha korban. A nazir who's exposed to impurity loses his entire period of nazirut. It could be even 100 days, it could be even 7 years, as we saw by Queen Helena. And he has to bring a korban. We'll explain in the next Mishnah if he's exposed to impurity. Tiglochat eino soteret ela shloshim. But a haircut, he only loses 30 days. He has to grow 30 days more of hair. So, for instance, he was on day 29 of a stam nazirut, and got a haircut, so now he just counts 30 more days and then concludes his nazirut. Ve'ein chayavin aleha karban, and there's no karban for a haircut. Now, if he's warned, again, they'll give him lashes, but there's no karban as there is by exposure for tumah. Shabbat shalom, mivrach, modim l'simcha, zay gezunt.